The Back Porch USA, That's My Tune, is brought to you by Anchor FM, your all-in-one podcasting resource. Well, hello there, and welcome back to the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. I'm glad that you're back. I'm glad that I'm back. I'm really getting into the season here. We're rolling up on Christmas. I got a live show coming up on Christmas Eve. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. But in the meantime, what do we have for you now? Well, I have a anonymous source that claims to have seen UFOs over Garland, Texas. Yes, I said that right. UFOs over Garland, Texas. The first one that he spotted was at about a 15,000 foot ceiling cap that he claimed to be red and black in a spherical eight-sided shape. So an octagon that flew over my neighborhood about midway point through the quarantine. He claims that another couple of months later, he was sitting in his backyard and took pictures of a black object flying in the sky that in an instant turned bright white and disappeared, only to have another one reappear in the same spot. Now, I'm going to have these pictures listed on my Facebook page, and that is The Back Porch USA, T-H-E, space, B-A-C-K, space, P-O-R-C-H, space, USA, on Facebook. You can look it up. I spelled it out for you. You can look it up. Come on. We are capable of doing these things, people. And share it. Share the information. I will be sharing every photo with enlargements. And this is where the story gets interesting. The gentleman asked to remain anonymous, which I will respect 150 million percent, but still, it must be known. The first picture that he sent to me, he claimed that it was on the left-hand side of the picture, the International Space Station, and on the right-hand side of the picture was a UFO flying overhead at 16,000 feet. Now, as many of you know, I am a drone flyer. I love to fly my drones. I abide by all United States laws when it comes to my drones. I'm not a cheater. I'm not going to do that. I looked at this picture, and the first thing I saw was two reflective objects. I zoomed in on the picture, and what I am going to post shows a puddle jumper airplane on the left. Now, a puddle jumper airplane is a small single propeller airplane or dual propeller airplane that manages about 16 people, 20 people tops, to fly in places. And on the right hand side is a commercial airliner. I was so excited to have this information and to have my source talk to me about this information and what he saw. Because the next time he saw something, he was sitting in his backyard looking up and he saw a black diamond-shaped form in the sky that he says was going approximately 120 knots at a 1,500 foot ceiling from southwest, or from northwest to southwest. Whereas in the first picture, it was traveling from southwest to northeast. I am thankful that my source gave me this information. But I am sorry to say that as far as the pictures show, during our quarantine time that these pictures were taken, we had Elon Musk launched the Epsilon, or whatever the hell it was called, the new space flight, in mid-quarantine. And the picture that I will be posting as the second picture on my Facebook page, The Back Porch USA, you know I'm going to plug it as much as I can, it looks like a donut with a flight trail going up, almost a reverse cue, so that the line is going up into it instead of out of it. And looking at it, it looks to be around the same time that Elon Musk launched his first 2020 launch of spaceflight, and it looks like the discharge ring of a space rocket. So, to my dear source, who will remain anonymous, you're a great guy, you took some great pictures, but I'm sorry to say, as far as I know, it's not real. It's not real. I want it to be real. I want us to be able to see an octagonal spheroid object that's black and white in the sky, and it's flashing black and red. And no matter how much I want that to happen, it's just not going to happen. I love you, man. You're a good man. Yay. Not real. Not real. Not real. I need better pictures. I need better pictures. I need better video. I will be posting one video that he sent me that is actually quite interesting. It is of a UFO that he found while on a motorcycle drive through Spanish Fort, Florida. And I will be sharing that. He told me I could share it. But I'm sorry to say, folks, today's mysterious object is a puddle jumper and a commercial airline. What he is getting in the pictures could be birds. They could be small aircraft that aren't reflecting very well. Could be military aircraft that's painted black and flying through the sky at 15,000 or more feet. He claims that he sent in the information to his general. Not giving names, but he sent the information in, and they had no recorded information of any kind of aircraft in the vicinity of the photos being taken. And he claims to be Air Force, in aviation, private pilot, this and that. What he reported in could never be verified. And that's the first picture that I sent you, that he said was the International Space Station right next to a UFO. I wish I could say this was real. Take out of it what you will. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this isn't a fake. Maybe this is real. Take out of it what you will, though, and come and see the pictures at www.facebook.com / The Back Porch USA. You can find it there. First-hand information. Now we're going to move on for our very slight little nutty twerk after this message. Welcome back to the Back Porch USA. I'm Luke Eller, your host, and you are part of a great movement that is flooding the earth, the Back Porch USA, where we can talk about anything and be happy about it. Coming up now is The Squirrels Are Coming, Part 2. In 1876, the first squirrels were released in Henbury Park, Cheshire, UK. They were sent as a present from the United States. They were gray squirrels, not red squirrels. Now in the UK, they are abundant with a national treasure, the red squirrel. And my, how they are mighty. But in the United States, we have the gray squirrel, which is more fearless, more aggressive, and more terrifying than the red squirrel. They were released, and within 25 years, gray squirrels have done what the gray coats did in a matter of years in the Civil War. They have taken over the UK. That's right, folks. The gray squirrels have taken over the United Kingdom and have colonized over 300 miles between Argyll and Stirlingshire, Scotland. Imagine that. The gray coats are still beating the red coats to this day. With that being said, I am so grateful that you are here. I love you. I appreciate every moment that you spend with me. It is an amazing time that we have together. You can reach out to me at thebackporchusa@gmail.com. You can contact me at thebackporchusa on Facebook. Or the Back Porch USA Productions on Facebook. You can also reach out to me by becoming a member to Anchor.fm. At Anchor.fm, you can leave me a voice message to be part of the podcast. And I would really appreciate it. It's been 3 seasons and I've gotten 1 voice message. 3 seasons, folks. Pick it up. We're running up on 15 minutes here. It's Thursday night, December 10th. Next week, I will see you for a live broadcast on Facebook.com at the Back Porch USA Productions Group. With that being said, I love you all. Drop me a line. Drop me a story. Drop me anything you want. Communicate with me. Be part of this community. That being said, Eller's out. I'll catch you on the flip side.